Good morning, everyone. I am coming to you from outside today, just getting a little fresh air. I just got done. Oops, let me turn my watch off. I just got done walking. Hang on a second. I just got done walking 4 miles and was listening to a podcast. I listened to Brooke's podcast this morning of the Life Coach School. So it's Brooke Castillo of the Life Coach School. And it was all about an identity with your future self, which y'all know I love the future self talk. But she pulled out a small concept that I got to thinking on while I was walking and then ended up missing half the podcast thinking on it. So I wanted to kind of end all in April on this note. We are getting ready to start self-sabotage starting tomorrow. That's going to be our course for May. And I really got to thinking about believing in weight loss. And so much of self-sabotage is going to be all about what you currently believe, the story you tell yourself. So whatever story that you've got going on in your brain about your ability to lose weight and what's going to happen to you over the course of the next 30 days with your weight loss, whatever story you're telling is the one you will create. You're either going to be setting yourself up for a hard 30 days. You're going to be setting yourself up for struggling to do things, all because of these stories. So one of the first videos takes you through an exercise to really identify all that. But before we even get started with it, one of the things I want you guys to just think about is asking yourself a simple question. What do I believe when it comes to losing my weight? Am I going to do it or not? And whatever comes up for you, guys, is not right or wrong. Whatever comes up for you tells you the exact thoughts that are going to be guiding every decision that you make. You get to decide what you choose to believe. You can either keep what you found, or you can start actively telling yourself something different. And one of the things I really want you to think about is when you come up on the things that you believe when you ask that question, if it is a lot of stuff that says, well, I know it's going to be hard because it's always been hard, or I know it's going to be this because of it's always been, I want you to ask yourself, what is it going to take for me to stop planning my future from my past failures? All of you, it does not matter what's happened in the past. I am not saying that if you're going to go back there and you're going to be like, I just want to look at the last week so I can see all the improvements I can make for the next week. Guys, that's not going back to your past and basing your future on it. That's deciding what you want for your future and utilizing actions from the past week to create what you want. I want you all to start practicing more going to your future and figuring out what you want for next week. What do you want for next week? If I want to lose 2 pounds, what do I need to do next week to do that? Stop basing it on what's been working and not working. Start basing it on what you want to create, what you're willing to do, what you see yourself realistically accomplishing each day. What are the things that you're willing to stop telling yourself each day? And I bring this up because we're going into a new month and everybody gets, you know, May 1st syndrome and like, oh my God, it's a new month. I'm going to like slay. I think that's great. But I want you to really ask yourself that question first. So to make sure that you actually get to slay in May, you're not just because you feel excited about May 1st. If you're excited, but all you're thinking about is how hard it's going to be, but this will be my fresh start, you're going to end up jacking your flow the rest of the month. That initial, like May 1st is going away. It won't be able to provide you any more excitement. May 4th is coming. We've got to be excited about May 4th and May 13th and, you know, May 22nd. So I want you guys asking yourself that question. It's really important. If you didn't hear it, I want you to rewatch this short Facebook Live when I'm done. And it's just this decision. It's the decision to believe in yourself. And for some of you, you'll say, it's scary to believe in myself. Let me tell you what's scary. Choosing not to. That should be scare you more. That I have the ability to believe in myself if I want to. I'm just not doing it. That is always got, you've got to tell yourself, the scarier thing is not believing in myself. Here's the worst thing that can happen. That you believe really hard and enjoy the ride and change yourself and not get to where you want. Or you can not believe in yourself, hate the ride, and not get where you want. I just really believe that if you work on how much you believe in yourself, you will get where you want. Because if you really believe in yourself and you're always working on yourself and you're telling yourself amazing things, you start loving your life and you have no reason to not keep going. The only reason why any of you quit on yourselves and the only reason why any of you stop going for it is because you're not loving yourself enough. You're telling yourself bullshit. You're not allowing yourself to believe hard. And so what I encourage all of you to do is go through self-sabotage this month. It's going to be an amazing course. It's probably going to be one of those things where we're all going to look back and be like, that course, y'all thought self-love was a game changer. I think this is going to be our second biggest game changer. Like, I think it's going to be the next one. Everybody's going to be like, okay, this bonus course was everything. I poured my heart and soul into this one. And what I want for you guys is to start using all the negative self-talk. I want you really getting so good at identifying. Like, when I'm not believing in myself, I'm saying these things, I'm thinking these things, I'm feeling these things. When I'm looking to my past, I'm thinking these things, I'm saying these things, I'm doing these things. When I'm, you know, like whenever you're having any kind of thinking that's not serving you, it's because I know so intimately the things that I'm thinking over and over and over and over again. And then I want you to use those as your triggers to tell the new story. Most of you use all of that as a trigger to quit. Like, you have an action line. It doesn't have to be quit. It can be, and tell myself something different, and tell myself something different, and reroute my brain, and redirect. And that's what we're going to focus on this next month. None of your old thinking's going away. Here's where I'm different. When y'all ask me, like, how do you do it? Here's what's different. I am not scared of my thinking, and I don't run from it, and I don't ignore it, and I don't wish it to go away. I'm just so familiar with it that when it comes, I have a new story to tell every single time. And I'm very willing to do it. Because once I tell the new story, I get to feel better. I get to go in the direction I want to go. They get to believe in me again. That's all it takes. It doesn't take those thoughts going away. It doesn't take never being tempted. It doesn't take never having urges. None of that is what leads to success. It's your willingness to just change the story when it comes up. It's your willingness to see all of it and be okay. Like, yeah, human right here. Of course I'm thinking something negative about myself today because I'm a human and that's okay. I can also think this. I also can handle it sometimes when I'm not my own best friend. I don't have to eat over that. I don't have to wish that part of me away. I can just be like, that's just today. That's just the collection of things I'm thinking today. That's where all the power is. I promise. Good morning, Elaine. All right, guys, that's all I got. That we're closing out all in April. So let me tell you what's going on next month so you don't think like, oh, womp, womp. We are going to be doing several things. So we have self-sabotage starting. You all are getting your email today where you will get the link to the course so that you can start taking it. Every Thursday night, I will be with you and we are going to work your self-sabotage worksheets. We're going to workshop them every single week. We're going to be having Saturday coffee with Corinne. We're going to start the Q&As. I'm still going to answer some questions, but what we're going to do is we're going to have coffee and walking. So sometimes I'll be walking. Sometimes I'm just going to be outside. It's that time of year. If you've been around a while, you know that we have periods of the year where all the lives start coming from outside. So we're going to be doing that on Saturday mornings. Sundays, we'll still be coaching with me. And then we are going to be repumping through what we call the quick hits, where we have been collecting some of the best lessons from me. And then you're going to be getting those in Facebook and in your podcast player, which are short videos And we will also be giving you like a journal question or something so that you have a little bitty something that you can listen to. And like for all of you who want to listen to content every day, we're going to be trying to give you like small bites and that kind of stuff and like a journal question. And then for those of you who just want to listen to the no BS or you know, you don't want to listen to that much content, you just skip it. You're not going to get behind or do anything like that. So if we are still in no BS, we can do both, but focus on finishing no BS. I've been going through it slowly. Yeah. So what I would do is get your no BS stuff done each week first, you know, take like do a lesson or two, and then you can do your self-sabotage. The self-sabotage stuff is not long, so it's not going to take you, it's not like hours and hours and hours of content. I think the longest video is like 25 minutes or something like that. So you watch a video, and then you just do the worksheets from the workbook in there. And then that will set you up to be able to, if you want to come to the workshop, you can. It depends on what you want to do. But it sounds like, Shauna, if you're on this Facebook Live, that means that you are already listening to other content. So it means you can handle it. Because anybody listening to this Facebook Live, if you're sitting here listening and you're overwhelmed with all the content, you're in the wrong fucking place. You're supposed to be in no BS, remember? I always tell you guys, don't listen to the extra shit unless you've done your no BS, unless you're somebody who can listen to both things at the same time. Some of you can take all the content in and do just fine and get your worksheets done and that stuff. Some of you don't need to do that. So you have to be the decider for you. I'm so looking forward to the self-sabotage stuff. The relationship workshop was awesome this past month. Yeah, this one's going to be really good. So I know you guys are going to enjoy it. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm freezing my ass off. So it's not particularly warm out here in Nashville. We will be warming up this weekend, which is nice. But today I had to get outside because I'm going to spend the entire day on the phone, on calls, and writing video content. So I wanted to make sure I got a breath of fresh air before the day got started. Y'all have a good one. It's been a pleasure doing All in April with you guys. I hope that what you have found through this month is that when you ask yourself the question, what's in my control today, you really understand at a fundamental level, my thinking is always in my control. Always. And what goes in my mouth is always in my control. If I just hang on to those two things, my weight loss will always be easier. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.